Is there any way in your own mind or for us that you can make us understand that what happened to you is real, not a delusion, not craziness, real? I mean, for a lot of my life, Zeph, I've thought that there probably are quite a few people in mental institutions that aren't crazy. They just seem crazy to us.
Oh, the things that... If you had time, well...
I have time. This is a long radio program.
Okay. Well, all right. First of all, thank you for, you know, being patient with me. And, you know, through all what might sound pretty out there. And if people want to know more about me, the fast blasters out there that are saying crazy and all that,
mm-hmm.
they want to indulge themselves, they can go to zephnet.com. And there's over 2,000 writings, I think something like that, 1,000 at least, maybe 1,500. I began these writings in the year 2002 in March, and it was my spiritual journey, healing journey, if you will. And they can follow that and look through the archives. There's about 100 and some odd hours of audio there. There's interviews I've conducted with others. They can look at all that and try to figure out if I'm crazy or not. They can get the book Lamb from Amazon.com, and there's a link on our links page. And they can see people who were mind-controlled that did military ops, people who were mind-controlled that they tried to mind-control and it didn't work,
mm-hmm.
Who have fought back in the spirit. They can see the earth changes and things that we predict are going to be happening, which indeed are beginning to happen now.
There's a lot that's happening right now.
And I was used throughout my life, Art, for... If you like, they used me for spiritual reasons, and one of those was to find out what I knew about what was going to happen in the future, or if I could. I suppose when people cut themselves off from God, they want somebody who's still connected around, right?
So those around you thought you were.
They always called me the God mind.
You were touched, as it were, right? In other words, you had some insight that wasn't just pure hallucination and mental illness, but was very real, and so they were using you knowing that something real was going on with you. Is that right?
That's correct, and there were lots of confirmations along the way.
Well, like what?
Well, okay, this was just one example. There was a social worker I was mad at, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to say that any kind of prophet plays a role in the fulfilled prophecy. I said, your house is going to be struck by lightning tonight.
Yes.
And it was.
And it was. Well, now
and
that.
And then after that, everyone sort of backed off.
I would be included in that bunch. You really?
And I
really?
But I don't feel like, I don't know how it happened.
That's on the record somewhere?
Well, it's not on a record that you could read. I suppose you could track him down. He told me at one point about this, and I can't go into a lot of the, you know, names and everything about.
No, please don't.
Okay, because it would blow your mind totally,
uh-huh.
And you can research me elsewhere for that. And I don't do a lot of. I hate dropping names anyway. I don't hate people. You know, I don't want.
Thank you. Don't drop names.
No. Okay. So, but in this place, that social worker later on, when we were just both two sovereign individuals talking to each other, he said he felt very guilty that he would. Of the part he played in my life and others. Because he said he knew we weren't crazy. He knew we didn't belong there. He knew why we were there. He was just, the whole thing was a sham.
My God.
In other words, he was covering for the Satanists. And that's why he kept telling me over and over, and they kept pounding me to repeat this story, that there was no such thing as anything I had ever seen.
This, incident that you caused.
Did you
cause it, or did you simply observe the immediate future? Was it a precognitive thing, or don't you worry a little bit, Zeph, that you caused it?
Well, there's been a lot of things similar to that, and also positive things that I don't think I consciously sat there like, say, like a witch might do, and like, you know, take a voodoo doll or do a ritual to get something to happen. I didn't do that. It was like it was just this quick, I don't know, almost spiritual indignation. It was just, this is going to happen, and it did. And
sounds a little carry-ish, you know. I mean,
it did. Yeah, that does come to mind. Well, there was a person that was obviously totally abused and picked on by these awful bullies, and then, you know, but she had spiritual gifts.
Well, right.
And those came, you know, came to bear.
Well, I see a little parallel there, don't you? Possibly.
It could be, but I've also had, it's strange, I have been, had kind of a healing gift on people as well, and I'm not,
I'll be
talking to somebody about something totally unrelated,
yes,
and their life would change, and I know that in the spirit something was going on. I was being used. Everything that happens, I like to think, is God's will ultimately, and that we are used to effect his will. And our ego likes to think it's in charge, but I think God's in charge ultimately.
But how do you know that was God? I mean, usually when you're petitioning for a lightning bolt to, you know, hit somebody.
Well, I was mad at the time.
I understand, but yeah. I mean, you just wouldn't think God would be pleased being, you know, asked for, you know, the lightning bolt.
It was so quick, though, Art. It was like.
So are you sure it came from God?
I don't think it came from. I don't know.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I just can't say that I did it.
I'd be very concerned, though. I mean, all right. In that moment, I am interested to know, in that moment when you realized that a lightning bolt was going to hit his house. Well, let me think about this. Did it just come to you that was going to happen, or you did admit you were angry?
I was angry, and I blurted it out, and I saw it as I was blurting it.
Oh, see, now that really sounds like you did that, or you lined yourself.
It's a fine line there, Art. You know, I mean, but anyway, the fact of the matter.
You weren't screwing with the clouds behind my house earlier.
No. Anyway, that was just one kind of incident.